Welcome to the Put Me Out Something podcast. I am your host, Alejandro Gomez.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Sipping on a drink.
Yeah, I just said, I just went on a whole tangent. Anyways, my name is Eurosign. And to my left, we got my good man. But before I introduce this man, I just want to congratulate us, you know, for ending the year together. Yeah. You know, we got 2 weeks
left. Bro, we still got like two more.
Yeah, we got 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
Hey, but those weeks are going to go by so quick, man. This year went like that.
It did.
Oh, and by the way, I'm Eric Grizzy.
Eric Grizzy, we're back. Back from our Disney trip, and we're feeling better. We're feeling good,
bro,
man. What?
How was it? How was the ride? I've been curious.
Let's talk about
it. We haven't sat down. We did it. Okay, like.
You haven't sat down to talk about my trip, huh?
Yeah, I'm not even asking you just to say it on the mic. Like, no, we don't see each other for days and weeks and shit. Yeah, so it's like, we finally sit down on these days.
Because when I get home, you're asleep. And then when I'm getting ready for bed, you're heading out to work.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though?
I'm not being a bum midday.
Yeah, before we talk about all this, you know what's funny? Like, I feel like I just saw you like a couple days ago, but then like this week went by like so quick, but also like it felt long. Like, I don't know how to explain to you, but then, because I was like, I just saw you like a couple days ago, but then I'm like, dang, it's been almost like a week that I haven't seen him.
So the trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. It's felt long, like a long week, but short.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it felt
it's
weird.
It's been weird.
I feel you.
This whole month's been
weird. It's funny
like
too, because at the beginning of the week, I was thinking, like, fuck, I'll never make it to the weekend. I have so much stuff planned. I want to do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool.
Vibes.
You know, throwing his bandana on the mic. You know, anyways, what were we talking about? The trip?
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it real quick.
Who drove?
What do you mean?
Who drove there?
I did.
Yeah, and I drove my girl's car.
Oh, yeah, you went separate.
Yeah. Because
we left Thursday, but we left Thursday morning and they left like in the afternoon.
But you drove,
yeah.
Rick?
Yeah, I drove.
Why?
I had to make sure.
Why?
That's what a man does. You know you don't want to and shit. Cause me, bro, I hate driving plus 45 minutes. But I know I'm gonna have to drive.
I love driving.
Me too. I love driving.
Like I was telling him, cause like when we went to New Mexico, my cousin and him drove. Mm-hmm. And for me, like sitting in the back just felt wrong. Like I was like, I didn't like
as a man.
They just
sitting in the back seat.
I didn't have control of the wheel, you know.
And I know some real shit though.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, anytime we do trips, like, I have to drive. Like, it just for me, it's like,
do you get bored?
I get bored. It just I get anxious and I get like, I don't know if it just means, but I get motion sickness. I don't know what it is, but if I'm not driving, if I'm in the passenger, even in the back, I get like motion sickness.
Oh, you feel like passenger? I don't know if I'm just being nitpicky, but I feel in the same boat that I need to drive. And like, I don't know if I'm just being nitpicky, but I feel like my legs will be like, fuck, I need to stretch them out. Like,
no way.
Wait, that need is higher or some shit.
On the passenger side?
Yeah, or like the backseat especially. You know, like
in the backseat, backseat sucks. But
it's nice for someone else to drive though sometimes.
Yeah. I like driving. I like being not in control, but I just like doing something while I'm driving because I feel like, because for me, when I drive anywhere, I feel like I'm clear in my mind because I'm just thinking everything like is clear when I'm driving. So like a long road trip helps me clear my mind about everything. Really? And then I like
driving. You forget you're driving.
I'm on the wrong side of the road. No, but I like driving too because I get bored. So I like to be doing something while I'm driving.
Yo, you guys ever get the most motivated when you're driving?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to fucking
kill it. I'm going to get my life together.
What? And like, I'm going to fucking kill it. Like,
oh,
she's going to
kill
come.
You. Like, what are you talking about?
No, like, I'm fucking killing it.
The person
like
in the car.
You say it out loud.
He's Ubering. I'm fucking killing it.
What's that one meme? It's like, I did everything for her. And he starts speeding up.
When I drive, what we do now, it's like a little hack. We just watch like movies on our
iPads
and stuff like that.
On the way back from, we're bringing it back up from back from New Mexico. I was asleep in the passenger side because me and they were trading off. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up from my nap, they're watching a movie and like they had their phone on the
desk, at that time, I had my phone, yeah.
Wait, what the hell? Are you watching a movie?
Wait. The driver and the passenger were watching a movie.
No, I was the passenger. But I woke up to that. Like, they're all watching a movie.
No. But wait, Eric was driving the car.
Yeah.
And there's a movie playing.
Yeah.
And you're watching it.
Yeah.
So for me,
crazy, what the fuck?
It's because for me and my girl, we travel a lot. So when we're driving, to pass time, we watch movies. And because we know, okay, so like we went to California last week. Mm-hmm. We're like, all right, it's going to be 3 movies. And by then we should be in California.
Oh, it helps you. Okay.
So kind of like that. So we know 1 movie's down. Okay, 2 more, then we'll be there. And also I watch it, but I hear it more. Like I like to listen to it because most of the time we're watching movies, it's movies that we've already seen.
Yeah, you already.
So I already know, like when we went, last week we went to Disneyland. That was a whole trip to go to California. So we watched like a lot of Disney movies, like The Cars, like Toy Stories and all that. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm listening to it, I already know what's happening because you know I've seen it so many times.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it helps me kind of like stay focused and also stay awake. Because for some reason when I listen to music, it makes me go to makes me want to go to sleep. And, like I get tired.
Okay, I feel you. Yeah, so that's a good point on just watching a movie you already seen, because maybe if it was a new one, you'd be too interested.
Yeah, no, I usually don't watch any movies. Or get too
distracted if you weren't fucking with
it. Yeah, because I've caught myself a couple of times too where I'm like just watching it.
I feel like I would keep staring at it. It's like
the sound. Well, it's like the whole thing. Like when you're in your house by yourself,
you're not the focus for life.
when you're in your house by yourself, you don't like silence. So you have like background, like music, like background movies or TVs on.
Yeah, just background sounds.
Because I do that too. Because I'm just here. I'm just like in my room by myself. I'm like, I'm gonna be on my phone for no reason. So I'm like, I'm gonna throw on fucking Malcolm in the Middle, because I already know the whole, like every episode. So I'll just throw it in the background.
Yeah, that's what we do too. Like speaking of that,
you know, hold on. Before, you know what they say about this? What was it like? Like the, you know, scientific whatever it is, because your anxiety or something, like you already.
Familiar with the outcome and shit, so it eases anxiety.
There you go. It eases your anxiety because you're familiar with the outcome, so it puts you at ease.
I heard the same argument when it sense where people, exactly. But I heard it more in a negative annotation that people that rewatch shows and shit like suffer from extreme anxiety or something.
Yeah. Depression, isn't it, or something like that?
Yeah, I heard it more in a negative sense that like,
it's because you know what's happening, you already know the outcome, so it like eases your mind. Damn. Compared to something brand new. It's like what we talk about when you're afraid of the unknown. So when you watch
also
something,
unknown.
Shut up.
And which is true, because like for me, like if I watch, it's weird though, because like for me, like if I watch something that I've seen over and over, I have comfort with it. It comforts me a lot compared to like something new.
Mm-hmm. If you really like,
like my go-to movie is like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Like anytime I'm bored or like I just want to go to sleep or just keep my mind entertained, I just put on the first one. And I'm good with it. Like it makes me feel like happy. I don't know, like I'm warm.
At peace,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel you. But also on that same note, I noticed that sometimes I have a really bad habit of like not, I'll find a new good show and shit that I actually fuck with and watch it. And then I just stopped watching it because towards the end, like the last one or three episodes.
You get annoyed, bored?
Oh, it drags on?
Maybe it's that, or maybe like, I don't know.
You lose interest, huh?
Yeah, maybe I lose interest. But then I also started thinking, like, I was like, why do I do that? And then I started, maybe just a thought to my head. I was thinking, like, what if I'm, like, scared of the outcome or some shit?
Damn, I think I'm scared to find out what's going to happen.
But yeah, no, scared but just, like, kind of, like, acknowledging why do you do that? You
know what I mean? Like, at one point, I was watching Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the show?
Yeah.
No.
And it's a really good show on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on there, but it's, like, I don't know how many seasons, like, 7 or 9 or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of seasons. And I got to like season like 4 or 5 and then I stopped for a while, and then it's like, I don't know, just cause it was just like, for me, it was just dragging on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to go back into it, but I'm like, damn, like now it's just like, I'm not interested. Like I got to watch from the beginning again to get into it. But I'm like, I don't want to rewatch it again. It's like that.
No, I feel you.
So I just basically just stopped watching it. But I still want to go watch it again. I just don't want to restart it again. But I know,
okay, I feel you.
I have to restart it now to kind of like understand it more.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of rewatching shit and how I was gonna say, because you watch it driving. Sometimes I like watching shit like a really good movie that I like, I know and shit. Sometimes maybe more a Disney one. I like putting them in Spanish and shit, just because it's kind of like
a funny twist.
You're refreshing your Spanish.
Watch Shrek in Spanish.
Yeah, it's just funny as fuck. It's like funny. Shit like that. Because I was watching Lilo and Stitch in Spanish, and it's kind of like I don't know. It's really it's something that you know you enjoy. But then, like, it's also really helpful to, like, brush up on your Spanish and shit. And then, like, when I watch it, I kind of like to watch it with the subtitles on and shit. Mm-hmm. I'll put the language in Spanish, switch it up, and then I'll put the subtitles in English.
Korean.
Learning
two languages.
Is it only me, or do you guys, anytime you watch a movie, you have to have subtitles on it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Because I don't know. I can't really hear them sometimes.
Yeah, I used to hate it.
I feel like if I don't have subtitles, I don't know.
I can't understand what they're saying.
I can't hear them.
I noticed that, too. Like, now that I have to have them on all the time. If I don't have it, like, what are they talking about? What are they saying?
I can't hear them.
They sound all muffled.
Like, you know what's funny? I don't know when it was. We were watching this movie we've seen already, and we forgot to put the subtitles on, but I was like, I don't understand it. So then my girlfriend put it on. I'm like, oh, that feels better. Now I know what's going on. But it's like, I knew the movie. I don't know if it was like just my brain like playing tricks on me, but it's like, I can't understand it.
No, I feel you.
That's crazy. That's true. I noticed that the other day. I was here like doing something, getting ready.
Yeah.
And they had it in the background. It had like the what's it called, the subtitles.
Yeah.
And then at first I didn't have them, so I was watching it like, okay. And then once I threw them on, like, oh, now I get it.
Now I get the whole plot.
Yeah. Yeah,
or like, even though I've seen the movie a million times.
Oh, like you mean like the dots are connecting more?
Yeah,
shit?
Like, it's you like you're deaf for a while until you turn on the subtitles and you can hear again.
No, but I feel also sometimes too, like, I don't know if it's like more in the older movies, but I feel like the way they like, I don't know how to explain this. Fucking all sciencey and shit. I feel like they don't render the audio good enough, so it just fluctuates hella fucking bad.
Also, it sounds all together.
I'm not talking about like transitions and like just sound, like, needed sound effects. Yeah, but it'll go up and down and up and down and shit. And I hate that shit. And I'm noticing more like older movies when they upload them and shit.
You think it's because we're getting older and like, you know how they say like your hearing changes when you get older? It gets worse.
Oh, I never heard about that.
Like that one, like the, like I've seen that, those videos. Like they do like a little hearing test and supposedly say like, oh, if you're anywhere between like 21 or younger, you hear this sound. And if you're like older than that, you don't hear it at all.
That's bullshit. And that's not real.
People at 21 like, oh, I heard it. And then people are older like, I didn't hear anything.
Kind of like the dog whistle, I think it was. Yeah, like, yeah. There's like a little sound that
the frequency.
Kids, yeah, you were able to hear, but adults weren't.
Nah,
yeah.
I don't believe it. That sounds like that blue dress, gold dress bullshit.
Oh, shit.
It was gold.
It was blue.
No, it was blue.
It was blue and black.
No, I actually saw him blue, but yeah. I just fucking with you.
That shit was a crazy ass phenomenon. How that happened and shit.
Had the whole world in a total.
Yeah.
And then people would be convinced coming to you up to you like, yo, it's blue, isn't it? And they'll be like, no, it's gold. And they'll lose their fucking mind.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, there's another thing I want to talk about that actually like hurt today. Like about like how, you know, like frequency, like everything has a frequency to it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's heard about
like
that?
Vibration there.
Yeah, yeah. And I've already heard about this topic and done like a little like looked into it. Uh-huh. But I just kind of like connected like the dots today about something. So you know, I said like they put like the like the frequency in like in music, like yeah, their own frequency.
Oh yeah.
And the, depending on the like the number or the whatever wave it is.
I think it's like one. Keep going.
Like that. Like depending on that the number of it can like change your mood or whatever, yeah. Alter your way of thinking.
Yeah.
And I was listening to another podcast. They're talking about it. They're like talking about it. Like, all right, cool. And then They brought out like something about the devil and music and shit like that, and they're like, oh shit, like that's on like the whole like devil, the devil's like the angel of music, something like that, right?
Yeah, there's that whole thing. Have you ever heard of that thing where they say that supposedly the devil invented music?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Kind of like rock and roll is devil music. They say?
No, like the idea, concept of music before like civilization and man even existed, he invented. Supposedly, the devil invented the idea of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like first ever.
I never connected the dots until today. I was like, oh shit, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't mean all music's bad, but they're saying that there's the belief that like he invented music. Mm. Like someone invented the TV, someone invented a movie, someone invented a book. Like he invented music.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Fucking creepy, huh?
Mind blown. You learn something new every day. I didn't know about that.
But what?
It's like one of those things they say and shit that he invented that music, just music in general. It was like one of the first like.
That's why like the whole industry is supposed to like satanic and all that.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense because you know the funny thing is. When I was younger, when Kendrick Lamar dropped his first album, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, we went to go see his concert, right? Me and my cousin and one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we were smoking, you know, having a good time. And at that time, I wasn't drinking anything. I was just smoking a lot of weed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember throughout the whole night, it felt good. It was a nice concert and all that. But like at the end of the night, I just felt like, not possessed, but I felt like something like...
Was consuming you?
Consuming me, like just watching everybody, like damn, like everybody just like... Moving to the same rhythm of the music and like just focus on the music. And my dad, like, they're just like controlling us.
Yeah.
Just like, just watching everybody was just like stuck on like on one person, just like watching him and doing everything he said and all that.
Yeah.
That's how
I realized. No, good. No, I was just saying, I just realized, like, damn, that's crazy. Like,
that moment kind of makes a little weird.
It's funny. It just hit me.
I saw a video of some dude talking about how he was a rapper, like, not upcoming, but like a small town rapper.
Yeah.
Whatever. He said that one time he got like, I think he did smoke or something. I don't know. No, he didn't smoke. He was on the stage and he did his thing. And then he went, he finished. So he kind of like stood aside to watch like other rappers perform like on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then like he heard a voice and he said like this is, no, he's, I forgot what. He said he saw like, supposedly like he was, when he was other people, other rappers rapping, he would see like black like smoke come out of their mouth and go into like the crowd and people were like, consume it because everybody's just rapping.
Kind of inhaling stuff. Inhaling, like
yeah. And not like literally, but people hear the voice say that that all those words you rap about are what they consume, and that's it. That's why I like it. Like,
turn kinda people like metaphorically, like
That's fucking crazy.
I forgot. I think I fucked with like what I said, but like I saw like a video like that. It was crazy. Like,
no, like I have a story kind of related to Eric's, but adding to what you said and shit. That's why they were saying like this, like a thing. Like if I can say it again, like the same thing with sociology. Remember when first world sociology is not what you say, it's how you say it. The thing with music, you can take the most simplest lyrics and shit, but the way they say it, it sounds good. It sounds entertaining. It sounds catchy and shit. Next thing you know, you're quoting these lyrics and shit. And then, you know, for the good or the bad or whatever the fuck they may mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Or saying stuff you would never say, you know shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they get into the whole thing where, like, rap music can be bad and stuff like that. Or just music in general.
Yeah, but, do you think rap music is like the new rock and roll music?
Like
back in the day, it was rock and roll, and then, like, everything is satanic, and depending on who you listen to, whatever. So.
No, but let me see. Yeah, I feel you. But let me tell you a story real quick.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay, so there's one time when I was like smoking weed, I had a little pothead phase. I was like eighth grade and shit.
Fucking Reggie's.
Fucking you thought you had the shit and you fucking.
Gives you headaches.
Yeah.
Smoking the seeds.
Yeah. Anyways.
These young cats will know.
Yeah, they'll never know.
They don't know about Christmas
Reggie's. Damn, they don't even fucking know what it's like to find a seed in your weed.
For real.
Anyways. I remember this one time, bro. I was like still kind of new to smoking. And I remember my friends would always say this kind of thing where it's like, hey, you're not supposed to watch like a scary movie or talk about devil stuff when you're high because you're like, you know, it'll follow you or some shit. And then I would just be like, ah, whatever, you know, true. And I remember this, like, I still had some old music on my MP3 player from my quote unquote previous cholo era and shit. So I still had some of that music and I kind of played it on skip and shit. I remember how I just came home from like being out and about. I was coming at like 4 or 6 in the morning and shit, like from being out. And I was like, fuck it, I was still up. I was like high and shit. It was just like weed or whatever. And then I remember I played the music. It was like, fuck, I don't remember the name of the song, but it was a Lil Rob song. And fuck, you remember like Mr. Lil Shadow Rob. And shit?
Summer Nights.
These Cortez shoes.
Nah. And it was Mr. Shadow and Lil Rob.
These like, Cortez
you think
shoes.
Lil Rob, but he went low. Lil Rob was pretty dark in this song and shit.
It was
Mr. Shadow and shit and Lil Rob, both San Diego motherfuckers and shit.
Mm.
But anyways, this song was particularly dark. And I remember when it came on, I was thinking, ah, you're not supposed to listen to it. I was remembering what my friend said, but I was like, ah, I heard the song 12 times. It don't matter. And I remember the beat was just playing in the middle or the end of the song. It was like, ding, ding, ding. Oh, because they sampled like a horror movie beat. And it was like, ding, 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 ding. And I just remember hearing for the longest. And I remember specifically hearing, you're going to hell. And I fucking like freaked the fuck out and threw my fucking phone across the room and shit.
That's crazy.
It freaked me the fuck out.
When they discontinued MP3
players. I had an experience like that too. This is one time you guys went to San Diego. You and mom and Daniel. And I stayed home. And I do a little kickback here and then. Yeah, and you know, all the boys were all just drinking and whatever. And then when everybody left, it was me and myself. I was drunk and I had smoked. And I had already cleaned everything up, so I was like getting ready for bed. And I was in the, I had the TV on in my room, so I had like a movie playing or something. I don't know what it was. And then I want to go brush my teeth and everything. And then I was like, I caught myself like, damn, I'm fucked up right now.
Yeah.
And then in the background, I could hear the music. I could still hear it, you know?
What was the music playing from?
The TV or the computer or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I heard, and it says, you're going to die. Or you're going to go to hell. Something like that. It's the same thing. You're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
I heard that shit too. I was like, what the hell? It's because I was CrossFit, so I was like high and drunk. So
in that moment, you just looked at
I was just looking at myself in the mirror. And then
you're more vulnerable when you're drunk.
I caught myself. Like, damn, you know, like when you catch yourself at a party and you're all fucked up. Like, damn, I'm fucked up. Yeah. And I was all by myself. And then you're going to go to hell. And that's when the music or whatever was playing. I was like, what the hell?
That's fucking crazy.
That shit is fucking creeping the fuck out, dude. Because I remember hearing that song and I was like, oh, I don't listen to it. But then I remember like, oh, I've heard it 1,000 times. You know, it's cool. I like the song and shit. And
I don't know.
I just heard it.
It's like nowadays, like the music that's playing, it's a lot of like satanic shit. And it's like people aren't even afraid to show them like the artists. They're more and more like just.
On the open
More publicly about what they're showing.
Yeah, like, kind of what Joe said, like they're like a modern day rock stars and shit. Like fucking Playboy Cardi and Uzi, you know that shit? They be on some sick
tank. Yeah, he just dropped a new song, Playboy Cardi. That shit is whack. He makes like that baby noise. Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, you could probably be a Playboy Cardi with that shit.
I'm saying
you could be him because that's all he says.
She kind of a Cardi.
Going off of that, like Little Uzi Vert just went on tour, like a couple weeks ago, a month or whatever, and then like. His intro is like these like robotic AI girls talking, and they keep saying Little Uzi Vert, Little Uzi Vert, you know, And then, like, if you say a couple times really, really fast, what does it sound like?
Oh, Lucifer.
Yeah, and that's shit. What they're saying. And it's like, and they say like six times in that, damn. Like, in their opening and act and stuff like
that's
that.
Everything ugh, that's everything subliminal. That thing, like, now this is subliminal. Like, oh, that's crazy. You don't notice until you, like, later on, and you're like, what the fuck? You didn't see that?
Yeah, it's just weird because a lot of things up in your, like, it's in front of your face, but, like, we.
Like that, the movie. Well, yes, I haven't seen it. Huh?
What's it called? What's that movie where they're talking about how they're like
leave the world behind or something? Like that?
Yeah, people are pointing out how like what if this is like a warning to us and shit.
Oh, you want to talk about that because you were yeah, you I seen it already, saw, right? Yeah, and I'm interested to see.
Is
I'm
it gonna, a movie or a show?
It's a movie. It's a
I'm
movie.
Gonna watch it this
over. Yeah, like the big time actors. What's her name? That one chick. Fuck, she's one of the actors from like back in the day. She was like a George Clooney a lot. I don't know, but it has like two of them, and then or three actually big actors. But anyways,
what is it called? Left Behind.
Leave the World Behind.
Left Behind is one of the movies kind of on that topic.
Anyway, yeah. And then that's funny too, because I'm already like, because every time like you know growing up with YouTube and all those videos,
it's with Julia Roberts.
Yeah, there you go, Julia Roberts. Going on YouTube watching conspiracy videos or anything like all like through younger times.
Yeah,
you kind of pick up on everything. So like now you see like you listen to a movie or listen to a song or watch a movie, you kind of want to pick up on like what's behind it. Like some little messages.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, I was already on it. Like what's weird? Something about it because you can already tell.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of actors.
Like, it does. Yeah, you can tell something like there's a message behind it. You know.
Yeah, a lot of heavy hits.
And then because what I heard that was like produced by Obama and Michelle Obama. There has to be something up with it. Mm-hmm.
They produced it.
Yeah, they produced it.
What the fuck?
And a lot of things he's saying and he showed was things that has happened happen, yeah. or could happen.
So well, I
saw like the movie, saw like a few years about it, like kind of breaking it down. And I was doing some podcast people like you're saying like this could happen because all that shit that was in the movie could happen. It's like it's possible.
Well,
like,
Obama, technology like, of course, he was a president, so he probably knows a lot of things that isn't open to the public.
Yeah,
and for him not to kind of like say it out loud, he probably put it into the movie. To it for people.
He's like, I can't say it, so I'm gonna just show him.
Yeah, the people that are woke are gonna pick it up compared to people that like I can't say the word.
Oblivious?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Or like to that one, they can't understand or won't pick it up as people that are well picking.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. Because
you know, if you open up by just saying it out loud,
people won't believe you. Think you're crazy.
Not that, but like the higher power, like to say, could try to shut you down, or you know.
Oh yeah, especially when you're a high figure and shit.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know that whole thing and shit again on off topic where they say that they cloned Kanye and shit.
Yeah, because
he went off the quote unquote off the rails, but not really. He was just saying some shit that a lot of people turned out to be true and shit.
I wouldn't doubt it, but then again, I'm looking at Kanye because he just did the like the music preview whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he's over here wearing like a black KKK hoodie
mm-hmm.
at his music. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it. What the hell?
Yeah, so like there's a lot of backlash right now about that because
yeah,
it's like kind of like the KKK thing.
Yeah.
But then again, at this point, like, it's calling you like, mm-hmm. are you surprised at the shit he does?
Remember, he had a bomber jacket. He had a green bomber jacket with the Confederate flag on it.
Yeah.
He's doing that shit for attention.
Anyways.
Oh, no. But going back to the movie thing and shit, there's another one.
We got off topic.
There's another one just like it. There's another one just like it. The movie. Nah, what's the movie called?
Let's talk about it more because we didn't even talk about what happened.
No, but have you seen the trailer for...
Do you want me to spoil it for you or isn't it? Because pretty much it's a movie about like...
You can talk like, about it because like, either way, if you spoil it for me, I'll still watch it.
Yeah, no, it's just I'm just bringing it down like without spoiling it. It's just a movie about like what could happen in America. Like they did like a cyber attack, and that's funny too because after that movie dropped, like a few years later, China tried to like do that with us, like a little.
Oh,
cyber
they
attack.
Try to hack us or something,
that,
right?
Yeah. So that pretty much that's the whole movie. Like they're like this, like something that hacked into like the. I don't know what it was, a nuclear shit or something like that.
Yeah.
But pretty much a cyber hack. And like, that's what would happen to us. And then, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what in the movie shows is what could really happen in real life. Like, people depend on the technology so much that once they lose, like, internet, because they lost internet in the movie, they couldn't find, they couldn't get a hold of anybody. So they started, like, what the fuck, we can't get a hold of anybody.
Panicking?
Yeah, like, just like that, like, with us, like, if we lose internet or, like cell phone signals or anything.
Well, it's like us, like, when we have storms out here
yeah.
and we lose power. We lose internet, we lose signal for the phones, and like even light, electricity.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so, like, this is just my experience. I don't know about you guys, but like, I just feel like so out of touch from the world. Yeah, like, I just feel like out of touch with the world. I'm like, damn, like, we're so dependent on like electricity and all that we take it for granted without knowing like how much it is. Like,
yeah.
we need
this
it.
One?
Yeah, that one. Watch it tonight.
No,
watch
yeah, I already watched yeah. it. I thought you were talking about Sunday. No, but didn't it end on a like huge cliffhanger?
Yeah, like
I shouldn't say that.
Because people are saying it's just like I watched the review and people are just saying, oh, it's spoilers. You're just left to like think like what could happen or not. Not like a
conclusion. Oh, I thought they were gonna drop a new one.
Like you're left to like, oh, like what this could happen or that could happen, you know?
Bro, that shit was trash.
Like the cliffhanger's kind of like you think about it and
oh, leave you thinking
about what.
It leaves it open to you, like your own
opinion.
Yeah, there you go.
How it's gonna come out?
Yeah, there you go.
There's also speaking of that. Have you guys seen the trailer to Civil War?
Nah.
People are saying the same thing and shit.
Works. Yeah, that's like a big popper. That's what I was trying to talk about. I wasn't sure what it was called, but I just saw the trailer yesterday. And it's like a big, big thing. It's about what's going to happen with the war, like America.
People go to civil war?
Yeah, we're going to attack each other with like the military and stuff like that.
But kind of like how you're saying this shit where it's like the government kind of doing this shit to make the people collapse.
Yeah, because there's
make them fight each other.
There's a clip that I saw on the trailer where there's one guy goes up to these guys and they're assaulting him, like trying to kill him, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's like, I'm American. He's like, what kind of American are you?
Oh, damn.
Like, are you that with us deep. Or are you against us? You know, basically.
Have to watch the trailer.
So, like, even if you're American, like, there's different types of Americans now.
Yeah,
or like, they won't accept
they're,
you.
They're dividing within each other. And
are you a white American or are you a color, man?
Basically.
Yeah, they're like,
damn, man.
But
like political views.
Yeah, it's political views. Like, so he's like, are you with the government? Do you agree with them or are you against the government?
Yeah.
Even though you're American, now you came in. If you don't agree with the American, with the policies of the government, you're basically like a terrorist to them.
Damn. It's like the North and the South.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. In the other movie, the Leave the World Behind. Well, that shit could happen. And then, like, same thing in the Civil War movie. That shit could happen, like, anytime, you know?
You think
that shit could really happen.
You think they're showing us all these new movies coming out about, like, Civil Wars, the wars, whatever's happening, to kind of, like, prepare us?
Yeah,
because if you notice...
I've heard that argument.
There's that thing that... It's like, the government, you know, they said they're, like, work the devil, worship the devil, what else?
Yeah,
Illuminate.
But in order for them to... not get like karma, they have to show you what's gonna happen, you know. So put it in your face.
I heard something like in the same thing we're saying, but I heard that like in order for them to manifest, it's like basically if they are to do evil unto us, it's kind of like almost like they have to manifest it. And in order to do that, one of their plans is that they kind of warn you, and then they do that by showing it in plain sight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then there's also the argument where it's like you go numb to it, so when it happens, you kind of just take L or fucking. Yeah. Or don't know how to react, or fucking don't think it's gonna happen. You know what I mean? Kind of like the pandemic and shit. Like no one thought that shit was gonna happen, bro. Like never in our lives.
And not happen again, and be like, oh, that's whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like fuck, but it's at the same time.
No, I think because it is gonna happen again. I have a feeling, but it's gonna be done in a different way, where we're gonna have the same reaction as COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Where it takes a while to react.
Yeah, like
or everybody panics.
Yeah, everybody's gonna panic because it's not gonna be the same as COVID. It's gonna be a little different,
mm-hmm.
but still have the same effect as COVID did. Like when people found out about COVID, it wasn't as bad until people started making a big deal about like the toilet papers.
Yeah,
One person started grabbing so many toilet papers, and another person probably saw them like, oh shit, we need to get some too. So then,
Do we need toilet papers?
And then people are like, oh, you need to wear a mask because like it's gonna if you don't wear a mask, you're gonna get. But it's stupid because you have to wear a mask. When you're walking around, but when you're eating dinner or whatever, you sit down, like, you don't have to wear it.
Yeah.
But it's
kind of contradictory.
Same. Yeah, so it's kind of the same effect. So I think there's going to be a new pandemic where it's going to be the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but in a different way, but still have mm-hmm. the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are going to be like, oh, I'm so prepared for it. But they're not, because they're going to do it in a way where it's going to catch us off guard. And we're like, fuck, like.
Yeah, and then like the whole pandemic, obviously the pandemic is like kind of like in the name itself, but like
Did you think it was going to actually end? Like the world or like.
Yeah,
for a moment, everyone acted like that.
Something was going to crazy was going to happen. Like the government, like, we're
going
to take over.
You know what's funny? When all that shit happened, I felt normal, like nothing different. Because for us, nothing changed.
Oh, yeah.
Some people were affected by it differently.
Yeah, because like people like didn't go to work no more. People were quarantined inside the house for weeks. Us, as we own like a business, right?
Oh yeah,
we were out and about.
You had to be working.
So we didn't have to, but for us, we didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
because it's all like, okay, money doesn't stop, life doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
If it's our time, it's our time. Whatever.
Yeah. It's gonna keep growing.
We went. We communicate to a lot of our customers and told them, hey, is it okay? We come do like your house, your property, mm-hmm. whatever. And like 80% were like, yeah, just come by, just don't knock, or if you need anything. Just text me and I'll send it through the PO box or whatever. So we didn't really communicate with them face to face.
You didn't have to do direct contact.
Yeah, so we basically did everything all through off the messages, whatever, no phones.
Yeah, no,
I every day we worked like nothing different. The only thing different was other people around us looking at us different, trying to stay away from us, like, oh, they're coughing, or, you know, we're stuff like that. But other than that, our life basically stayed the same.
Just, you know, adjusted to the like, things. Going off what you said, shit, that you were just your perspective and maybe like somewhat of your family's perspective, was everyone was affected by it differently and shit, which is understandable for everybody. One thing that blew my mom and I still my mind is still think about to this day is, you know how at one point everyone's treating it like it was a flesh eating virus because we were getting updates little by little and everyone knew all those symptoms and shit, and they would exchange information like that. One thing I always think about is, like, what about all those people that, like, just fucking burn bridges because they swear they believe the world was ending and this is a fresh eating virus. The parents that told their kids don't fucking come over here. The people that told their friends, hey, you got me sick. You know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it divided a lot of people.
Yeah, it did. Hell yeah, bro. And I remember that shit, too.
And that's why, like, the whole Civil War thing, like, that's why they want to, like, divide it, you know? They
want to see it divided. It's that whole thing where, like, just let the people kill each other off. They'll fight each other.
Damn, which is that's true. Crazy.
Which is true, like... It's sad to say, but as a human being, anything you say...
A mammal
or whatever. Anything, homo sapien.
No, yeah. Okay, like, joking aside, like... At the end of the day, humans are animals. Like, we're, like... Yeah. Not like crazy, reckless motherfuckers, but I'm saying, like...
Even though we're, like, super... Like,
we are animals. We've just been more
controlled. We still have animal
instincts. Yeah, we've been more controlled. We're not wild animals out there, because we've been more, kind of, like, isolated, evolved, and kind of, like... It's like the government is our owner and we're the pets. Damn. So they like mold us to be what we are now.
Well, shit, yeah, they control everything and shit. And even the way you're influenced and shit, you could say, oh, I'm not influenced by anything and shit, but like everything around you influences.
Everybody's influenced to something.
Whether you realize it or not. Like you can't say that you're not.
Should we talk about what happened when we were in Disney?
Yeah. Take it.
Okay, so
talk about, because I don't know what you're talking about.
The second day that we were at Disney, we had a little game plan because the first day we went to California Adventure.
Yeah.
So we stayed there all day. So by the end of the night, we were fucking dead, you know? Like, our feet were killing us and everything. So the next day,
talking about the bus?
Yeah. So the next day, when we were in Disney, we kind of like all met up together. And we were like, hey, we're gonna be here until like 3, and then we're gonna, let's game plan and head back to the hotel.
Yeah.
At 3, so that way we can relax for an hour or two and like get our, you know, off our feet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Yeah.
I thought you're talking about the other thing.
What thing?
No, say it, say it.
I'll tell, well, whatever.
No, I was just, okay, quick off that. Well, sorry, but I didn't.
Go ahead.
I thought you were talking about how people are like, so they're assholes. Like, we were in
line.
Yeah, they were in line, and then.
They're animals.
They're animals. So once the bus came, everybody just rushed towards the bus.
They didn't care about the line.
And they tried to push people out of the way just to get on the bus first.
Yeah. I think there's also at the same time, like, and I'll admit this myself, I feel like those Americans.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we're ill-mannered like that.
Yeah, we are. But also, talk about that.
Oh, well, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It has to do with another bus. But anyways, so let's back to the hotel at 3, come back around 5, and do the rest of the night at Disney, you know? I'm like, all right, let's do it. And then... So you've been at Disney, they have a designated spot to drop off all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we would enter and exit all the time, you know? So we were going heading that way, and the security was like, turn around, there's another bus area for you guys to get picked up. Mm-hmm. It's like another, on the other side of the complete opposite side of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So like, fuck, we were tired, we had to walk on the other side again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we walked there, we got to the spot, and we were sitting down where our bus was going to pick us up. And we're like confused, what happened to the buses and this and that. And then finally some Disney like workers came by, and they were like the ones like, you know, telling the buses where to go and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened? We asked them like, what happened? And they said, oh, there's a protest like right there in the entrance of Disney, like where the buses come through, like the Palestine protest, whatever.
Yeah.
And the Hamas and all that.
Yeah. They were like protesting there. They're like trying to stop people from coming to Disney because Disney's pretty much like, you know, like pro Israel thing or something like that. I don't know. So they were like trying to stop him. Oh, like, damn, the day that we're here is the day that they're doing it.
Yeah, and we're watching live. And then what happened?
Wait, did they pay to get in?
No, they were on the street.
Oh,
they're blocking the entrance for the bus to go in.
So Disney's like right on the main street. If anybody has been to Disneyland knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's called Disneyland Drive. And right there, it's a main street, and they blocked it off. And that's the main way to get into Disney, like into the front entrance.
Because
there's a lot of entrance, but the main entrance everybody knows is the front where it says Disneyland.
Yeah.
And that's where they're doing the protest. And what happened was there was over like 2,000 people protesting.
I think it was 6,000.
People pulled
was
it 6,000? Up.
6,000. Yeah.
Wait, thousands of people pulled up. To
yeah,
Disney?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, not inside, but like in the streets to like protest and block off everything. Like,
so what Disney did, Because what's happening, the protest is about how Disney doesn't help out enough or doesn't donate enough money to the war and all that, right? Yeah. So they're trying to protest to have Disney donate more money to help the war and all that. Mm-hmm. And what Disney did, they basically like cut off like all the entrances to get in there and put it in the back way so no one else could see what's happening in the front. And then they basically like covered up all their Disney signs. So you can, it wouldn't, anywhere it said Disneyland was covered up with the black.
Oh, probably because of media too and shit.
Yeah, and also it was just to not bring enough attention to them. Mm-hmm. But like either way, a lot of people didn't know what was happening. The only thing we knew was because we asked that lady. Mm-hmm. And then some other girl like heard us talking about it. She's like, yeah, there's a protest. Look it up. It's on. It's live right now.
Yeah, and then we went around on TikTok Live and it was right there.
Oh, like, shit. Damn. Like right. You just started scrolling and it popped up?
Yeah, right there, right? And it was like a lot of people.
What the hell?
Yeah, but it was crazy.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But I'm like more shocked. You pulled out your phone and went on TikTok and started scrolling and then a few happened.
Yeah, you know how the lives pop up?
Yeah.
Like those just random ones? Yeah. I was scrolling through TikTok and one of them popped up.
Yeah, so I typed in a hashtag Anaheim Disneyland protest and two videos popped up right there.
Damn.
And that's when you saw it. Oh shit, and it was like in real time ish.
Yeah, real time.
What the fuck?
That's just crazy, man. I was like, damn.
I saw people, speaking of that, I was at Black Friday. I'm not Black Friday, First Friday, like a week or two ago.
You're shopping?
No, First Friday in Phoenix and shit. Every First Friday of the month in downtown Phoenix, there's a block or two radius of people with, like, you know, having live performances and vendors. Y'all should check it out. Anyways, I saw some performers and shit, and then there was like a little bit of a natural space of a dance floor. Mm-hmm. And then there was protesters there. They respected and they're doing it, but they were getting aggressive and shit.
They were?
Yeah. But to be fair though, I don't feel like they should have been in that spot. Like, they should have been more to the side because they were basically on the dance floor and the people that were dancing were inviting them to dance with them and they were screaming all the stuff. Which I get it, they're standing and shit.
Dance.
Yeah, but they were kind of being antagonized by some, jackass. Those more like country boys.
Oh yeah.
Not necessarily country, but they got the Second Amendment tees.
Conservative people
make them real tight.
People.
Yeah, dudes. They were just standing there, but they were it was two dudes.
They're standing with the glasses and hats and like.
No, they were like, yeah, but they're like, I ain't gonna lie though, but they kind of seems like they intentionally stand it to be in front of them to get conflict and shit. And then they started arguing with the protesters and stuff, like kind of like antagonizing them. And
you think protesters?
Damn, next we should go next time to record it and see what people say.
I started recording because I thought they were gonna fight.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but nothing happened.
What did you say?
You think protesting helps? Because I had this conversation with you. I think it was.
We're just sitting down.
Yeah, I might get a lot of hate for this and all that, but. I'll say it either way.
I don't think it works because they're not going to do anything unless you go over there.
Yeah, so...
That's what people are saying. Like, why don't you just go over there and protest there?
That's what I was saying. I was telling Joe, I understand what they're trying to do. Yeah. They're coming from a good place. But it's like, if you really care about the problems and what's happening out there, why don't you get your ass over there and help out any way you can? Instead of doing it here away from what's happening. Because you're protesting, yes, I know it might help out. But if you really...
It's just bringing awareness, but... Like, people are aware of it.
If you really felt strongly about it, why don't you go out there
and help out?
On the field. On the field or help the villagers to save or something instead of just being out here.
Or whatever resources you can provide.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to, like, say it's wrong what they're doing or, like, it doesn't make sense, but it's like...
You're just saying protesting in general.
In
general.
In America, like, I just feel like people don't give a fuck about shit. Yeah. Like, it's like you're speaking to the wrong crowd. Mm-hmm. It's like go somewhere it's actually gonna be heard and you're gonna change. You might get some heads here and there like gonna be like, yeah, let's do it. But overall I just feel like America's been so fucked over the years that people don't give a fuck no more about shit. Mm-hmm. They're just anything that is severe, like damaging or like something that could change life, people just make fun of it and make memes about it.
Yeah.
They don't take it serious as they should.
Yeah, really don't. And then like not just this topic in general, but other political topics or just anything in general and stuff like Americans. They're not gonna care until it affects them.
That's what I'm saying. Any bad thing that happens, like the elections, war, someone dies, school shootings, there's always a meme or something that people laugh about it. Like they just start making jokes about it.
Yeah,
and true. I've noticed that America doesn't take shit serious at all. We're so isolated and so comfort. We're like, we feel like nothing can touch us.
Like it's not going to affect you.
Damn, that's true.
Other countries, have you seen? And that's all talking to, who was it? I was talking to someone about it. And I was talking about it, like, you know what's funny? Like, we're a laughing joke. You go to Russia, you go to Israel, you go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
These people know nothing but war and like survival. Like, we're just fucking stubborn and spoiled. We're like, if the war comes to this, to the country where we live, I feel like we're just gonna be all like chickens without heads, just running around, not knowing what to do.
Yeah, we will.
Damn, yeah, no.
There's gonna be some people down in the south, you know, that know what's up. Like, they're down to fight.
We gotta go with the rednecks.
Help us. But I feel like, I feel like 70-80% of America can't hold it down for
us. Shit, and on top of that, fucking motherfuckers don't got time for like that shit like that, bro. Financially speaking, people don't have time for that, bro. A lot of people realistically are like struggling for like paycheck to paycheck, or they take a financial oil, your fucking tire pops, or the fucking roof needs to be fixed, bro. A lot of people, the average day people, don't have those recesses or times to fucking deal with that shit, let alone something like this.
Well, yeah, government has made us like that, bro.
True,
we worry about the stupid shit that doesn't matter, and instead of worrying about shit that's actually mattering. Like, right now, like I was telling Joe, like, you know what's funny? There's a war happening right now, and we're at Disneyland and all having a good time, not worrying about shit. Where we could have just been like preparing ourselves, training ourselves or something.
Yeah.
But it's just like reality, that's how we live. Like, we don't give a fuck because we're happy.
Until it affects you, you're not going to do anything.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. I think that's the whole thing with people now, like on social media and everything. They're like, what the hell? Why are people like worried about this? Like, why aren't they trying to help out? So, like, it's not gonna affect us, you know, like,
bro. Because unfortunately, like, Americans won't react till it affects them personally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not until it's like right in front of their face. Like, shit, not gonna act up, you know.
But
yeah.
Like, sad to say, like when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And for all that happened, it touched someone's bone or whatever. So it touched everybody's bone. We're like, everybody's all
like we've been hit. We've been touched.
Yeah, we're ready to go fight for this country.
Yeah.
And over time, I feel like that just have we lost that like motivation or that. Like the love for America,
because
I feel like America is so lost now.
We're so divided, bro.
Yeah, we're lost.
Fighting like, each other for the dumbest shit.
It's gonna, like you said, it's a civil war gonna happen eventually. I feel like it is.
No matter, bro. We fight each other, and then we're like one of the only few countries that fight over each other. Not just colorism is a problem all around the world, but not only that, we fight over each other over like race, ethnicity, age, regions, and all that shit. You know, it's the dumbest shit.
And like I said, we touched on this already about how people are rude, but like I said, when we went to Disneyland. There's a lot of people that are just like assholes and just selfish and only care about themselves, like pushing us around with their strollers or trying to get on the bus when, like, come on now, we were here in line, like, respect it, like, you know. And people have just lost that.
People
like,
were cutting you guys?
Yeah,
and people have just lost like that
touch,
that kindness and touch to like care about another.
It's like, remember that one time, Joe, we were talking about it, how when we go get because we use a water dispenser, a water jug, what's that thing called, water cooler. So then we have a bunch of jugs, like 5 gallon jugs and shit.
Yeah.
Then we got to fill up and stuff. So we go to like places like Water and Ice. Shout out to Water and Ice. Good water. Everyone's always a fucking asshole there.
Right, uh-huh.
Like, besides the clerk always being a dick, man, that's universal, whatever.
He's a dirt? He's pretty cool.
No, sometimes, like, well, other people. I'm just saying, like, Water and Ice has always got like a mean clerk.
He's like my brown brother.
Well, actually, sometimes, realistically, it's always the wife that's pissed off, but whatever.
She is cool too.
Or whatever and shit. I'm saying other water and I said, damn it, Joe.
My bad.
Anyways, I'm trying to say. Anyways, when you're with the customers and shit, and you're like at the little manguera, where the fuck it is, getting the water, I swear people always come next to you and they're like, first it's like they're not trying to get next to you, but then when it's crowded in space, they'll be right next to you. And it's like, okay, cool. But they'll be hella like rude and like in your space or like they just like people have a tension to like get away from me and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then my theory is it's like the water hole theory and shit. You know, when animals, like say a gazelle goes to a water hole and get water, he's on high alert, you know, hoping he's not like vulnerable to get attacked by a fucking lion or something.
No, like a Lion King where they all go drink water?
Yeah, it's like all human life needs water to survive and shit. And then when you're at a vulnerable state, it's kind of like your guard is up. So maybe that's why people are so like pissed off at each other when they're getting water and stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just my little weird take.
A little rant.
People always just naturally, because going back to what we're saying, people are not humans. I mean, humans are animals, bro.
Going off of that, I think what has happened over the period of time is that as a person, as a society, we want more and more.
So when we get
something, we need to have more. So like you're saying about the water, example, if you have the water,
being greedy,
you have the water and you see someone drinking, and there's plenty of water for a lot of people, you're like, this is my water, I got here first, I found it, get away from it. And I feel like that's how it is nowadays. It's like greed. Where people just, instead of helping another person, they rather just keep it to themselves, or just be selfish and then just don't care about other person being in pain or agony or whatever. They just don't give a fuck.
That's true.
And it has happened like that. Like Like, like I said, back to Disney again, because we
didn't get finished talking about Disney.
What should you guys observe?
No, but let's wrap it up about that, and we'll go on more to Disney.
I got one, because this is off Disney, then we could just switch it to. So we got on the Jungle Cruise late at night. It was late at night, right? There's if it's up to like 15 people on the Jungle Cruise.
Remember we went on that boat? We went to Disney? Mm-hmm. They took it to the jungle?
And it's like the guy drives around singing jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we were getting on the boat, right? And it was like, what, like 9 of us at that time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everybody was trying to sit together, but there wasn't enough room. So I think it was my sister sat next to these persons, and the girl like was just giving her like the weirdest, like, eye, like just gave her a stink eye, like, the fuck you doing sitting next to us? So then the lady's like, oh, there's another room over here. You can sit over here with your group. Mm-hmm. So my sister got up, and the lady just stared, like, watched the whole time to sit down.
Like, mad dogging her after that?
I'm like, what the fuck? Bro, there's enough room where she's at. And then, because all she was doing is because she didn't want nobody there, so she could put her kids next to her. Mm-hmm. But kids really had enough room, but, like, once my sister moved, they basically took the whole space. Damn. Where two other people could have sat
like
there.
Like, hella just stretched out?
Yeah.
Yo, before, that was because there's this other moment when we were on, where did we go? Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean?
Mm-hmm.
And you went to go pee because you had to pee. And so we thought you were going to get back because we just barely got in line. But by the time you got back, we were like almost like halfway through.
Mm-hmm. Remember?
And then you would think like, okay, we're already a big ass group. What's one more person going to hurt? So he had to like cut the people to like get to us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, watch out.
And the thing is, a lot of people cut all the time to get to their group. So it's nothing new. Like people that go have come to Disney understand like people are going
to
cut.
Just trying to get to your group.
Yeah, it's normal.
And anyways, as soon as there was, he reached close to us, there was just these two ladies in front of like where his uncle was at. And she was just like, she already knew what was going on because she saw like, we were like, Eric, come over here, come over. Like made it obvious, like come over here.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was trying to get through and she was just like.
Yeah, well,
like,
she didn't want to move at all.
You know,
like, stubborn, like yeah, she was getting in the way.
Not to bring the color, but she was like an older white lady, you know how they get. Like
and then my cousin, your girl Yvette, she like says something. She's like fucking move or so.
Can you let him through? She like he let through.
An attitude.
And she kind of like just moves aside. Like okay, fuck it, whatever.
Like burdened.
Yeah, like bro, like
wait,
like,
she wouldn't let you through.
Him, Eric.
Me, because I had to go to the restroom. Because it said it was a 30-minute line.
Yeah, but it was moving fast.
So I was like, let me go. Fast. Yeah, and then also the bathroom's just down right there. It's not that far. So let me just go real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually do that too because I know how to get back in line or where it's at real quick.
Yeah.
So I went to go do that. And then they moved to like hurry up. We're almost there. So all right, got in line. Everybody moved. Everybody knew. And right when we got to him and them, they didn't move for me. And I'm like, excuse me. And they're just standing there like ignoring me. I'm like, what the, like, bro. If I go in front of you, it's not going to change anything. You're still going to get on the
You're still
boat.
Behind us.
Yeah. Being hella mamon and shit.
They're just being assholes and shit. Like
and I see people do it all the time. Like when people are like, oh, can I get through? Like you just let them through. Like nothing, I don't care. And then
you get those people that are just assholes. But I'm like, bro.
Yeah. Because there was another one where I did it. But it was because I think Jasmine and my Emma had like just gone through. Because I don't know. There was like no line. It was just to get through the door. And they had got in front of us. So we were trying to get them. I forgot what word it was too. And then we ended up going into a line, and then Jasmine and Emma were in front of us. It was just me, Eric, and my girl. And we're trying to get to them, and then like, I guess the guys were letting them through, like the people. And they got Eric and Yvette got to the group, mm-hmm. and I got kind of stuck behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, bro, can I let me through? Because he was a big dude, too. So he was kind of like, I couldn't get through him.
Yeah.
And the guy just looks at me like, I'm like, what the hell, bro? I'm just gonna get through already in front of you. Like,
Oh,
it was a Star Wars.
Because I remember I was like, stay close because they're just gonna they're not gonna let you pass through. And then we all got, but he got stopped, like, just because the people were letting him pass. I'm like, and then he was trying to like get through, and they were just fucking being assholes. I'm like, bro.
So like, bro, you're already in front of you.
See, because
if that happened to them,
like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
They would have made a big fucking scene.
Yeah.
They're like, that's my fucking. He's what does they don't fucking like tables are turned. They would have been fucking assholes, bro.
Yeah.
But I
wouldn't want to start the part too. I hate that kind of shit too at the club too.
The
motherfuckers are standing in the way and it's like, bro, like, or they get mad because you get bumped. Say it's super packed, and then like people are bumping into you, and then you accidentally bump into someone and shit, and then they're like, hey, bro, and I was like, bro,
you know what I used to hear at the clubs when people would get mad because they stepped on your sneakers or you stepped on their sneakers. Like, bro, we're so fucking crowded. You don't want your fucking nice sneakers. You don't want them stepped on,
bro. And everyone knows that shit too.
They wear my white Vans and get them dirty.
This guy's from when we used to party every week, and he have brand new white Vans.
A pair of white Vans.
I just remember incidents like that. It was like a Halloween night and shit where I was like, we were like watching the bull ride or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And then it was kind of like there was a natural hall passing behind us, but we were out. We were towards the bull, like watching it, like we're in a good distance. And then we're kind of like tucked in a little bit. And then basically I kept getting bumped into and shit. And then I would bump into the other dude. And then eventually, like, you know, I was like, my bad. And then like the second or third time it happened, he was like, "Hey, bro," or some shit. And I hate having to fucking match people's energy, but bro, you're not fucking see what's going on here and shit. And I was like, bro, like, it's one of those things where it's like, if I just let it slide, it's going to be like, you're going to escalate it even more. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I hate matching energy like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid. But it's like, it's just eerie because, like, bro, do you not see the situation around us?
Yeah. I learned to kind of like control like my
just let it go, man.
My temper and just like, let it go, bro. It's not even because I used to get mad and just start shit, talk shit like,
who's that, bro? Who's
yeah, that? Like, what'd you say? You're hearing me all. And then, you know, I'm like, you're going to get into a problem for no squabble. Reason. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, see, I used to think like that. I talked like that a lot when I was younger and shit, where it was like Notre Dame and shit. It was just accelerating.
That's me, too. I used to always, like, just talk shit. Like, people, even when people used to stare at me, what the fuck are you staring at? I'll be like, what are you staring at? And like, oh, and then I'll be like, what the fuck?
You like, just look like somebody I know.
Yeah. I'm like, and then, but like, I learned to
kiss me.
What if we just kissed right now?
The nice lips.
Cut the tension with a knife.
But yeah, I learned to control that. I'm like, you know what? At this point, I don't give a fuck.
Well, let's finish up with Disneyland because it was other than
what other shit you guys observed?
I don't know, but it was fucking fun.
We got fucking off track, but hey,
it was fun as fuck, man. This time, because I have gone. Me and Tino had gone like in 2016 with just my mom and my little brother. And it was cool, the first experience, our first time going.
Yeah, that's true.
It was cool, it was chill, but it wasn't like, I was like, it's whatever, you know, just
rides. Was there more places to eat this time? Because I swear last time there was no place to eat.
No, there was. You just got to look for them. We had to look for them. Hell. They're hidden. That's what I realized, one thing.
Yeah, and then the thing also, so let's start from the beginning. So this whole trip was just for, so this trip was planned out just for me and my girlfriend. Because I've always, I love going to Disney. We go a lot.
Like and 20 times a year.
Yeah, basically. So this time we're like, you know what? Let's not invite anybody. Let's just go us too. Because we always invite someone or we always go someone. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just go one more time for the end of the year and just have a good time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Something happened. We're like talking about it. And we're like, you know, let's invite Andrew and Yvette. So we invited them. And then my sister and I started hearing, I actually invited my sister first because she was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we want to go. Like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. And then we were talking about it, and we invited them, and then we invited my uncle, and then my other uncle, so it was just a big group, right? Mm-hmm. And because my cousin has never been there, which is Drew's
girl, Yvette. Yeah.
I'll just say Yvette. And so we're like, Emma's going to like it. Emma's never been there either. And so we ended up going, and the first thing we always do is cars, because cars get packed.
Yeah.
And with their luck, like always, we get online, right?
So, I don't we haven't talked. Like, since I've gotten back, it's been like a whole week.
So we do rope drop, which is you get there at 7:30.
Same thing. People like all stupid and crazy.
Yeah, same thing. So we get there at 7:30.
They don't let you through. They run.
It's rope drop.
So they'll let you into the park by 7:30, 7:40 the latest. Mm-hmm. And once you get into your park, like Disneyland, California, which one you pick that day, they'll put a rope in front of you right in the entrance before you get into any of the rides. So they'll put a rope right there, and then you have to wait till 8:00. Once 8:00 hits, they'll drop the rope, and then you just go to where you have to go to
whatever you want to go. Yeah.
Whatever ride. Mm-hmm. So we always do that the first time we go for California Adventures, because people that know Cars is a really popular ride there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you don't get there on rope drop, you're gonna have to get a genie pass and buy it, which is like $20 per person.
Yeah.
But if you wait in line, it could be up to 2 or 3 hours wait.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we told him, all right, let's go early in the morning so we could get there and ride it. It'll take us about maybe half an hour to get on. Mm-hmm. So we got there first. They got there a little later. Not even that late, like probably like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, we got stuck in the back of the crowd.
So they got stuck and we were in the front. And so when they dropped the rope, I was all like, just be walk it. We'll get there as fast as we can. So we got like there fast.
Naruto.
Yeah. Basically, we were hands back and running our heads down. But we got there. Luckily, we only waited 30 minutes. Now they got stuck and we're waiting.
We had to wait 60 minutes, an hour. An hour, yeah.
So, but we got on the ride, had a good time. It was fun. And they were really about to get on the ride. And right when they got to the ramp is like indicating like, all right, you have like close. 5 minutes before you get on the ride, right?
Yeah,
they got on the ramp and guess what happened?
They shut it down.
What? Yeah.
So then they didn't get to ride.
We didn't get to ride it. So we're just waiting there. And then like, fuck it, let's just wait until it opens up. Because what if they like fix whatever the problem is? And people were leaving, some were staying, and so we stayed. And then we stayed for like 30 minutes, and they realized this is not going to go anywhere. Because they kept saying, like every 10 minutes, sorry, folks, the ride is down. We don't know how long the wait's going to be. So if you want to leave, you're more than welcome, but you can stay. You'll stay. And but like, they're like, no, you're not. We're not gonna give you any. Like, you know, they give you passes to come back.
Vouchers and shit.
Like
that. Yeah, they're not offering vouchers. Yeah, no.
And then we just had to fucking like leave. And then while we're waiting, we bought the genie passes, so like that we can get the rides on like faster.
Mm-hmm.
We did that.
How much was an upgrade? Was that
30 bucks each?
Yeah, 30 bucks. Yeah. And then the thing was like, my cousin has never been there, you know. And
she got pissed.
She was pissed because she's all like, I spent all this fucking money and all that just for these fucking rides to break down. Yeah. This was right in the beginning. So, you know, she didn't have her coffee. Yeah. She didn't have her food yet.
She was hungry.
So she kind of like had a bad experience right in the beginning.
You know what I mean, fellas?
And exactly. And at the end of our whole trip, after those 2 days being there, we asked her, like, how did you feel about Disney? And she said, I love it. I love it. Let's go back again. So we got our tickets now for next year.
We bought tickets for, yeah. We bought,
you already bought them?
Yeah. For October, yeah. If you're down a roll, let's go.
Let's go.
We'll set it up for you.
Yeah. It's really simple and all that. But the thing is that it just sucked. It was experience.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that happened, we had breakfast. We went on different rides and all that. And what made it more exciting too was we were with everybody, so it was like a bunch of us, like about 14-15 of
us. Yeah, rolling deep.
And so we were together, not together. So we were like separated, going around with different groups, you know, running into each other, hanging out with each other. So
yeah,
and it was fun. Yeah, and then even though the lines were a little longer than we expected, just talking and hanging out, laughing and all that.
Made it go faster.
Good people.
Yeah. And it was a good experience.
That's
I think. Dope. Yeah,
it's funny because like. His deal, they snuck in a water bottle, like pure liquor. I don't know what kind of alcohol it was. I think it was tequila or something.
No, it was straight vodka. Yeah.
Vodka.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I brought this bottle. Like, he's like, you want to drink it?
He kept calling it what, daddy
juice,
or something like that.
He's like, here, you want some water? I'm like, sure. And I just drank it. I'm like, oh, what the hell is alcohol?
I took a sip of it because he thought it was actually water. I was like, I need some water. He's like, here. We went to the restroom, remember?
Yeah.
And so we were waiting for, I think it was you and Yvette.
Yeah.
And before you came out, he's like, you want some water? I'm like, yeah, because Jasmine took my backpack and I'm thirsty.
Mm.
So I opened it up and I took some. I was like, what the fuck is this? All like, it's daddy juice.
Did you spit it out?
I didn't spit it out, but like it kind of like gagged. It's like, I didn't. Wasn't expecting
you're not
it.
Expecting that at all.
And it just did like straight up like rubbing alcohol. I'm like, what is it? Like, he's like, it's vodka. He's like,
Everclear.
Yeah, I think that was, it was Everclear. I think it was.
Because
that thing was like strong. Yeah. And I took like 3 good shots of it.
Like
or 2 shots actually, and I remember I was already feeling at it like lightheaded. Ooh. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this shit's strong.
Everclear. Fuck. I remember that same thing happened the first time I ever tried it. No, something similar. It was a homie. We were at a college party too. It was back in high school or whatever. The homie handed me what I thought was a regular shot. So I took a swip of it, you know, because it was kind of a fat shot. So I took like equivalent to like, it was 2 shots and I took an equivalent to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately was like, and then I just remember telling myself, like, bro, don't throw up.
It's just sound effects.
I'm at my first. Yeah, literally, like, you know, it's my job serving it up.
Yeah.
Literally that, bro. And I was like, don't throw up. I'm at a college party. Uh-huh. And then I was like, just had to fucking just let it simmer.
What was it, moonshine?
No, it was Everclear.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you're the same person you were talking about earlier, I think. We were at your family party like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said that his dad made moonshine and he was drinking it. I'm like, oh, let me try it.
Oh, yes.
And all that. Damn, yeah. You drinking this shit? You were just drinking it raw like that. I'm like, damn, that's just crazy.
Fuck, wow.
So I couldn't taste it because that was the time I was drinking, but I smelled it. I'm like, this is fucking rubbing alcohol.
Hey, well, I tried it. You're like, here, try it out. I'm like, all right, cool. And I tried it. I'm like, damn, what the hell is this?
Yeah, his dad makes like moonshine and alcohol and stuff. So it's like 100% like pure juice.
That's crazy, bro. Homemade moonshine just makes me think of, what's that shit, the Prohibition era?
Oh, yeah. But anyways, that happened. And then the whole time I was there too, I had snuck in the pen, and I thought I was scared because I thought I was gonna go off on the metal detector.
Mm-hmm, metal detector.
I was scared, and then both the times I was there, it didn't go off, and I snuck it in, and everybody was hitting, and it was fun. It was just like, wow,
everyone was riding with
everybody
it.
Everybody was riding. Yeah, it was cool. It was a good time. Everyone it was fun
riding
time.
Riding with it.
So the funny story at the end of our last night with our uncle.
Uh-huh.
He was already buzzing and shit, Anthony.
He
was all buzzing and stuff like that. And I'm like, he's like, yo, you have your pen? I'm like, I got mine. He's like, can I hit him? I'm like, yeah, hit it. But he's like, just be careful. Because
this dude was sneaky. He would like bend down and do some weird things to pretend
he would
smoking.
Never know when I was hit. He's like, have you hit your pen? My bro, I've been hitting like crazy. I'm
like, when?
No way.
He's like, oh, I bent down to tie my shoe and I let it out.
Just like random shit like that.
Damn, and I don't think I think like that.
So it's e-pens, cigarettes, whatever. And you can't smoke there. It's all banned. Yeah. So I told my Uncle Anthony, like, yo, if you're gonna hit it, make sure you're discreet about it and don't make a big scene about it. And this guy was already kind of like buzzing and shit. I said, I'm okay. And he was wearing a hoodie, right? And we were under the, it was dark too. It was already at night.
Mm-hmm. We were right under the light.
Yeah, we were right under a light. And I'm like, I was like, when you hit it, make sure you hit it like to your feet or like somewhere you don't see the smoke. This guy puts it in his, like, puts his hoodie over his face and blows it. And a bunch of just smoke comes out
into the light.
Into the light. And then me and him, I was like, let's go. And that's when we left, remember? Because the security's like right down the, just right there you could watch
the Star Wars security,
bro. Star Wars, the stormtroopers.
He's like, what? He's like, whoa, it's okay.
Bro, that space spice. Yeah.
Do you know that fucking Disney has their own fucking jail? Don't they have their own jail and shit?
Yeah, they don't. They have a whole bunch of shit. Like, you know, he was telling me that. I don't know if I heard from him or something, but like, if something happens to you there, they want to get you off the property as soon as possible.
Yeah, like, have you heard that if someone dies or is about to die in the Disney property, they immediately move the body so they don't declare the death on there.
Yeah, because it's a liability.
That's crazy too, because
just like the vibe.
The day we were at California Adventure, the first day,
mm-hmm.
we were about to go on the Incredible Coaster, right?
Incredible Coaster.
Yeah, uh-huh. But they had gone on the bathroom and everything while we were waiting. Oh, I was waiting outside, just waiting, and then like the paramedics, they were walking by. They walked past me. My bad. And then they were taking some lady, and I guess she had broken her leg or something. Cause she had like a whole fucking thing on her leg. I was like, damn.
Oh, did she fall or something?
Something like that. Yeah, I think your sister saw it. And they were like carrying her out, and like
she literally broke her leg in half or something.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
but I think like, she just fell over. And like, damn, they were moving her fast. They're trying to get her off the property.
Get
off the property
so we get in trouble for it.
And so, but I think it happened in the property, so can you like sue something?
I don't know, bro. They probably got hella lawyers.
Disney's really
they got hella
smart
hella
about lawyers, how their thing, so they probably have signs around saying,
what if she did it on purpose? Like a little scam?
Exactly. But Disney's so smart about that shit. Like, going off a little bit of topic, like GTA.
You think they knew us? We were smoking.
Yeah, probably. Like I was like, like,
you,
have bro. You seen GTA, right? The new trailer.
Yeah.
So shit's like, sick as fuck.
So like, there's a part where this guy looks like the Joker. Which And it's like so Rockstar's really smart about how to do it, because you know it's not copying the guy, because it's a different, you know, color, hair, face tats, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how Disney does it. Disney does it where like, they know the rules. They know what's going to happen.
The loopholes and everything?
Yeah, so they have, like, warning signs around and stuff like that, you know, bill signs and all that. Mm-hmm. And people don't see it, but if you go back to it, you can see, like, the, like, warning.
Yeah, the signs still count.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even on their website, they say we're not liable for anything that happens.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine, bro, because people want to beg.
They do. You get a lot of money. They want to
Mickey beg.
They got food poisoning.
I mean, the food's not even that great.
No, actually their food was good.
Oh, well, dude, the birria tacos.
They had birria tacos. I had some ramen. We had some. We had, what was it, like fried rice or something?
Some weird shit.
I didn't know they had that there. Is it the California Adventure?
Yeah, but they opened up a new attraction, like where it's all like just a marketplace. It's called San for Tokyo or something.
San for Tokyo
off of Big Hero 5.
Yeah.
And all their food was actually pretty good from what we were eating.
Yeah,
their macaroons were fucking sweet, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. I know that. Because I remember when we went, fuck, what do we have? We had a pizza place.
It was like lunch.
Lunch quality ass.
That place fucking sucks.
Garbage. Yeah, that's the only place we could find, because we don't know they're all hidden. You know,
like, exactly.
So we had like fucking school pizza and everything.
Yeah.
And I just remember your elementary again.
I remember on the trip, I was paying for a lot of, like, it was like my little treat getting the food and shit. And I'm like, god damn, it was expensive as fuck. And I remember we had gotten some little ice cream. We stopped and I was like, oh, you guys want an ice cream? I think it was gonna be like something simple. And they were like, oh, it's like a tiny little ice cream. It was like $8 or $10.
Yeah, it's pretty pricey.
And then I was like, damn. And then I look back at my family, like, you guys still want it? And they're like, yeah.
You want a hack though? If you ever go, always eat in downtown Disney, which is outside of the attraction parks.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we went. Remember that Spillville and all that? Because they have, it is a little pricey, but the food there is top tier. Yeah. Yes, it is.
We ate there twice. You know?
My cousin's really picky about anything about food that she criticizes it, no matter what it is. Anywhere we've gone that's really good, she's like, nah, you know, I've had bad, whatever. So we were kind of like nervous about her eating there. And then, man, she loved it so much that we went back again.
Yeah, she's like, we should come back. I'm like, all right.
Damn.
And that's how I knew that spot approval. Was good. Yeah, once she approved, I'm like, it's a good spot to be.
Damn. That's some shit, yeah. Do you think, one last thing, you think DoorDash or Instacart can pick up the food? there?
From there? Probably not.
Probably not.
You have to walk in through a metal detector.
Yeah.
Imagine that. It's like, hey, I'm here with Instacart.
Yeah, yeah.
Here to drop off some food.
Maybe, who knows? Maybe Disney should start
doing that. I don't know, but that shit was fun, dude. We should hopefully go on, like, you can go with us next year.
Hell yeah, I'm down.
In October, right? Spooky, huh? Spooky.
Spooky season.
Oh, damn. Yeah, had a turn.
We did Christmas, now we're doing.
Yeah, we had to see another pen.
Geeking hella hard. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Take little Daniel.
Are we going to take a lucky viewer?
Nah, one lucky viewer.
Don't know what we have.
we don't even hang out with them.
I know.
Just leave them there. Take off and do our own
thing. We do the thing we just said where you like to stand in line. You just give them a high.
Do you think like when they do that, they actually hang out with people? Like sweepstakes, whatever? Like you get to hang out with us and you get like money and a free trip, whatever.
I think they do hang out with them to like an extent time.
Oh, I gotta go by.
And we gotta go. We got some other shit to go on. You know, they're probably like, no, this fucking
person. They follow you.
Like, this person was fucking weird. You know?
Imagine, no, it's like someone that's like I don't know. You what if you're just not clicking and it's just like, oh.
So, for real,
sorry. So you're in school? Or
I feel like I could click with anybody. It just depends off their vibe. Like if they want to click or not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to say.
I could have a conversation with anybody and keep it going. But then I have that vibe where it's like, nah, this person don't want to talk, or this person just not clicking.
Oh, yeah,
you know what? You fuck you there, you know?
Mm. Yeah, some people, sometimes you just got to accept you just don't click with certain people.
Yeah, some people are just awkward too, as it is.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways. Sorry for interruption. We got interrupted by someone unimportant.
Mr. President.
Mr. President. No, like, President, don't talk about it. Stop talking about shit. Anyways, let's wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in to the Put Me On Something podcast. I am your host, Alejandro Gomez.
And this has been Eurosign. Appreciate you for your time.
And this is Eric Grizzly, man.
Thank you for tuning in. Sorry we've been gone for like the last 2 weeks or two. We've been on and off. Try to be consistent from here and on. Mm-hmm. For the holidays are still around, so might be a little hard, but we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. 2024.
And check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and of course, YouTube. Go leave a comment, review, whatever. Five stars.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, find us on Yelp.
Yeah. Do all that.
Leave us a review on Yelp.
New stuff coming for 2024, guys. I hope you guys tag along.
Yep. And yeah, thank you for tuning in, baby. Put Me On Something podcast. We're out.
Peace.